ABC Radio Australia.
That's right, Sam. Today, Okatalo Tuvalu to vote him in new prime minister. But if you remember, several weeks ago, number 9, lo September, Okatalo hold him national elections lo there, where 16 fala members now Okatalo vote him into office. Yeah. Now, since that time, Okatalo go out for lobby, and then today, Okatalo come together and Okatalo select him who naba next prime minister. So this fala member blow funafuti nemblem kausea. Natano him take him 10 fala votes against rival Blahem NLA Sopoanga. Now Sopoanga was him been prime minister lo there since 2013. And then one fala popular figure lo side lo climate change, yeah? But with him this fala new election and 7 fala new members come in, imi looking for some new change some take place this time lo Tuvalu.
So all got new members now all got help from group lo 10 who elect him Natano.
Yes, Sam. This fella new grouping come together and Okata out him old government old grouping block government before, yeah, that NLA Sopoanga him lead him. Now so far through lobbying, Okata go ahead for come together and 10 fella inside the one for block grouping, and as part of this fella lobbying, Okata go ahead for announce him too, Huna, but take him with the different cabinet portfolios, yeah? And this one, one if I knew something about not looking at Tuvalu before, yeah? Where I got to post him up on social media, full list, Lohuna, cabinet member and minister of justice, communication, and different portfolios, yeah? So this one is part of strategy for locking in Okata members before election this morning.
And I think him easy lo place where you got him, you know, very few members for choose lo him, and unlike you, me, lo Solomon Islands, how much you 50 member, 52 lo Vanuatu, and 111 long Papua New Guinea for you choose lo him. But anyway, so new PM today now or by swearing in?
Sam, I think what swearing in prime minister finish time after this for the vote will him take place today. Next step for happen this afternoon for get a selection and choice blame for cabinet, yeah? Okay, now but come before parliament and then by Governor General, Acting Governor General, that is, by him swearing in new cabinet blow Tuvalu.
And you got him any idea what now by happen long former Prime Minister Yumi say NLA Sopoanga?
Lo this stage, I'm not clear what now by happen lo Mr. Sopoanga. Most likely by him become opposition leader and look after the other side of the house. But you may not too sure, given this him got a big fella role in playing lo climate change in the international stage, you may have a winner by him end up.
So any surprise long kind way Sopoanga him lose all them?
For Okata lo Tuvalu him awesome him no surprise to us, because usually lo time election him got Okata got a big turnover lo members of parliament, and this time you look him 7 fella new ones not come in. So Okata lo there not so much surprise, because throughout this for lobbying period, yeah, go kasam election today. This for other grouping, lo kausea Natano, otagara majority number. So in terms of surprise, him what to expect him. Mr. Rewete wants a senior civil servant, lo Tuvalu, named him Tine Lewelu, and him na look after national elections, time him take place, and this for election today, where him been happen. And him say this for a result, yeah, otta a little bit suspect, but him turn out Osem Numa.
Straight after the election on the 9th, some were actually suspecting that there could be a change in government, given that there were 7 new MPs that came in out of the 16. Eh?